Where's your mobile phone right now? Think about it. Mine's right next to me. I can see it. I can usually see it at all times. That's not uncommon for many of us these days. And there's a lot of stuff you can do on your phone nowadays. You can download apps. You can check your email. You can watch videos. You can call people and see their faces. The list goes on and on. And to do so is pretty simple. If you want a new app, you just go to the App Store and seconds later, it's yours. In the new world, no one likes to wait very long, but soon that won't be the case for everyone. With Google suspending operations with Chinese technology company Huawei over security concerns, it means that this brand's next smartphones will lose access to its Android updates, including the App Store, Google Play, Gmail, YouTube. Yeah, I know. How could you live without Gmail and YouTube? Associate Professor Vanessa Teague is a computing expert from the University of Melbourne. She's with us to talk about this a little further this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Kaya.
All right. What is the issue with Huawei? Why this company in particular that Google has said, no, we're not going to play anymore? Not friends.
Well, it's a good question. It may not end up being just this company in particular. It's really a discussion about the global implications of spying on people. And one way to look at it is to remember that the United States has, for a very long time, since before the Snowden revelations, been very plausibly accused of very wide-scale surveillance. And a lot of people think that China is trying to get in on the act. And the idea is that the Chinese companies or the Chinese government could leverage the market share of Chinese companies like Huawei, but not only Huawei, to set up the kind of surveillance network that the United States has had for quite some time.
So the US is okay with them doing it, but they're not all right with other people doing it. Is that the message I'm getting?
I think that's exactly the summary. And you can understand why other countries like Germany, for example, which have had some pretty robust disagreements with the United States over that policy in the past, are very upset about the attempted pressure by the United States to pressure them into not buying Chinese products lest the Chinese do to them what the United States has been doing to them for a long time.
Is there any evidence that Huawei or Chinese tech companies has been doing this?
There have been one or two specific instances of weird spyware that has been found on Huawei devices. For example, Microsoft found a backdoor that was available to one of the leaked NSA spying software on a Huawei tablet a year or two ago.
Yep.
It's certainly a very plausible accusation given how easy it is to gather data from somebody who has purchased your mobile phone hardware or your software from your company. Mm. I think the idea that it's only China or only Huawei is a bit silly. I think most probably, you know that if you're using Google services or running Android software, then Google is probably spying on you. I think if you're running Google services on a Huawei device, then probably Huawei and Google are both spying on you.
But is that any different from any other smartphone brand and using Google?
There are some differences among the brands. So, for example, the iPhone world, Apple would argue that their business model is not dependent on gathering extensive data about their users. So certainly if you read what they write about themselves and how they work, they would argue that they don't rely on gathering quite the same tremendous quantity of data about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit hard to tell from the outside, but certainly that's the argument that they run. So then not all manufacturers are equal, but it's certainly among most of the devices or software products that you use, the likelihood is that a large number of them, if you're using Facebook or Microsoft or Huawei or Google, they're gathering vast quantities of data about you and potentially sharing it with not only their own government, but possibly the Australian government as well, given that we recently passed laws that make it very hard for companies to secure their systems against requests from the Australian government too.
So what are we as people who are now addicted to these smartphones and they're very much a part of our life constantly, what do we need to know about this or remember about all of this going forward, not just if you have a Huawei phone, but just that this is happening in general and there is now this undercurrent of, I guess, US power trying to push its weight around.
Right, and Chinese power trying to push its weight around, right? I'm not excusing the Chinese just because the Americans have already done it. First of all, I think you should understand that unless you are, well, even if you are really careful, your phone is probably leaking a great deal of information about you to a great number of people that you probably don't want to have that information.
She's like that friend in your circle that you just can't tell a secret to.
Right. That's exactly right.
Right, okay, good to know.
Yes, whether it's the US government or the Chinese government, it's probably not good. So if you're going somewhere you don't want to be tracked, then don't bring your phone.
Yep.
One of the serious implications over the Huawei and Google spat in particular is that new Huawei phones, at least, might not be getting the security updates as regularly when Google updates its Android operating system. This is still a little bit under discussion.
Yeah.
So it may mean that not only do you have the data upload to the companies that you know that you're dealing with, but it might make your phone more vulnerable to being broken into by criminals or other third parties. It's not clear that this situation will persist very long. I suspect that Huawei will get around to writing their own operating system pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, I think we see from both the United States and China and the Australian government clearly a great deal of concern about whether other people are going to be spying on their citizens. And we see also pretty clearly a expressed intention to do their own spying on their own citizens. I don't think either of those three governments has made any profound commitments to human rights or individual privacy over the last few years. Obviously, the Chinese government is a completely different kind of an entity from the Australian or US government, but at a technical level, this kind of data gathering is extensive in all three cases, not nice. So I think for ordinary consumers, I would think about what your phone knows about you and recognise that that information is probably being shared.
Do you think we're going to see more of this, Stoush, as well, that this is just the first step in US-China pushing each other around in this tech space?
Yes, sadly, I do. I think it's a very sad thing for the world, but I think it's probably going to get worse.
Other than not using the phone, are there precautions we can take, or it's just about being aware of it?
There's not really very much you can do if your phone is compromised. There are things that you can do to make it a little bit harder for people to break into your phone. You can get your software updates regularly. You can also make it a little bit harder for people to intercept your communications in transit, for example, by using end-to-end encrypted services like Signal and, I would have said WhatsApp, except WhatsApp just had a bit of an issue recently, but Signal.
And it's connected to Facebook.
Exactly. So there is a huge difference if you're communicating over the internet, whether you're communicating via an end-to-end encrypted service that doesn't automatically give an intermediary access to all your data versus whether you're communicating via some other service like Gmail or Facebook Messenger or whatever that does.
Mm.
But that doesn't help you if you don't trust the people you bought your phone from.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously going to be able to access the data that is on your phone. I guess I would say look carefully at the Apple landscape and think about whether you believe the advertisements that they make that suggest that they don't gather up an equivalent quantity of data. That's certainly plausible.
All right. It's a big wide world out there. And look, I think we all know it. I think we all are aware that there are things going on with our smartphones. There's a reason that they've done so well. They're so popular because, you know, they are able to track us, get some information from us, whether it's what we're Googling, whether it's what we're liking on Facebook. So I don't think it's new news, but I think it's good to stop and think about it every now and then.
Yeah.
Vanessa, great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Kaya.
Associate Bye. Professor, Computing and Information and Systems at the University of Melbourne, Vanessa Teague there. Just giving you a bit of an update on what this stoush is between Huawei, the Chinese tech company, and Google, obviously the big internet giant in the United States.